time now for StoryCorps Griot. Each Tuesday, we bring you a story from this project that's recording Black Americans across the country. Henry Belcher and Major A. Mason III are two friends who came to StoryCorps to talk about Henry's tap dancing days. He started performing as a teen in Pittsburgh in the 1930s.
Well, I had a buddy, and he used to dance up and down the docks down there for, you know, nickel dimes and pennies and things. And naturally, he taught me the steps he knew. And you go to the shows or go to the movies and you see certain one do different kind of step and you practice them. That was your teacher.
Did you guys dance on the streets then?
Right. We have jam sessions on the corners. You know, they had different dances, you know. One was called the Sham Boogie, the Fall Off the Log. You dance a little, you rap a little, like Step Back. Your Apple Jack, Sham, 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 now dig it, Jack. We had a trio. We was called the Six Sensational Sizzling Shoes. We went to New York in 39, but the more money my partners made, the worse they got. They get to drinking and fooling around with the drugs and whatnot.
So you gave it up?
Yeah, I told them, I said, you all go ahead. I'm just going to get me a job and forget it. I got married and settled down, forgot about dancing.
Well, I know when I first met you, you were tap dancing again. So how did you get back into tap dancing?
Gregory Hines' bunch came here. They wanted to know if there's any of the old-time dancers still around. So they come and got me, and she said, well, come on down and do the show with us. So after I went down and did the show, one of the boys, from old-timers from Pittsburgh here, I told him, I said, well, we might as well get together and form a team here in Pittsburgh. And we did. It's a wonderful experience. I didn't make a lot of money. I know $1 million, but I had a lot of $1 million worth of experience. And it was a wonderful, wonderful journey doing that, you know.
92-year-old Henry Belcher with his friend, Major A. Mason III, they were both at the StoryCorps booth in Pittsburgh. Henry Belcher used to dance to this Dizzy Gillespie tune, Sunny Side of the Street. The next stop on the StoryCorps Griot Tour is Oakland. All the Griot Initiative recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. A copy of each interview will also go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. To find out how to record your interview and to hear more from StoryCorps Griot, go to nprnewsandnotes.org.